شامل اخ مسفير سبرنج دشي شي بي اي سبيشال سويس ارمي اي روسي شي يخي سويس مش بس نار سو مش مورخاي ان يو كراك شليتا سخوس بسخوس نشماس ما راس استو بس بشمور اس خان بس كان اس بس ات ميك زيرو ترانزيشن من بيسيب ويب شمور بنخس بن بياكوف تسوي and this is based on the Torah of Moren Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva we have a Rama Zechet Tzadik Baruch Rashba writes in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph in Tshuva Tov Aleph that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Roiv and then he writes the Efshar the Alim Hetero Yoyser Mi Roiv or maybe it's even more than Rov knows what's the idea of Rov that you have a Suffolk that it's mutter, it's 50-50. And then you have a sveik sveik, you have another tzad that it's mutter, so that means that percentage-wise there's a rov that it's mutter. So it's a rov, and maybe it's even better than a rov. Then how do you explain sofik tumah b'rshus ha-yochid, that you're samech on a rov, as we see in the Sefton Tyrus, Perikov, Price of Base. You have nine svardim and one sheretz in b'rshus ha-yochid, ונוגד באחד מהם, ואין יוידיה באיזה מהם נוגה, ספק או יתומה. So if there are nine frogs and one sheretz, Rishus HaYochid, and he touched one of them, and he doesn't know which one of them he touched, so ספק תמה, because ספק תמה Rishus HaYochid is תמה, ובנמצא, הולך, that's if it's קבוע. ובנמצא הולך אחר הרויב. But if they're not kavua, then you follow the rov. So you see that you follow a rov when it comes to ספק תומה ברשוס היוחד, מהני רויב. So if it's separated, even ברשוס היוחד from מקום kavua, so you follow the rov. And therefore the person is tar, even though Sufik Tumei Rishus HaYochid is Tamei. But here we say Tahar, because we follow the Rov. So we see that Rov is affected by Sufik Tumei Rishus HaYochid. And nevertheless, Sveik Sveik, it doesn't help. Like we see in Maseches Tyrus Perek Vav Mishnah Dal, the Koshtei Choram, Sveik is Rishus HaYochid. Tom, it doesn't matter how many Sveikas you have in Rishus HaYochid. What's the din? The din is Tamei. Sufik Tumei Rishus HaYochid is Tamei. And frankly, it doesn't matter how many Sveikas you have, still, we say Tamei. What is it? Why is that? You just told me that the rule is that Sveika is Mitam Roiv, and Rov is effective in Rishus HaYochid. So if Rov is effective in Rishus HaYochid, and Sveik Sveika is Mitam Roiv, then Sveik Sveika should be effective in Rishus HaYochid. And we see that it's not. Sveik Sveik is not effective in Rishus HaYochid to be Mitayer. So L'chayra, this would mean that Sveik Sveik is not Mitam Rov. If it was Mitam Rov, would be effective. That's the Kasha. Teisvis in Bava Basle brings from Rabbeinu Tam to explain that that Sveik Tom Rishus HaYochid is Tomei Afilu B'Sveik Sveika. Why is it that Sveik Tom Rishus HaYochid is Tomei Afilu B'Sveik Sveika? משום דמין הדין אפילו בחד הספקה תורה דמוקם החזקה ויאלפין אין מסויטה דתומה ואם כן מעלי חד הספקה מעלי תרי ספקי דאפילו בחד הספקה הובה לנו מימר דתור so he writes, רבי נותם writes that מן הדין even one ספק is תור, why is one ספק תור? Because we're מעמיד על חזקה if you have one ספק you should say תור because you're mamid al chizkosai. We learn from Saita, no, that if there's a suffix, tame, because so suffix Saita, right, Saita is in Rishus HaYochid, so they're secluded in a private place, and we assume that she's tamea, she has to drink. So we see from here, that you learn from Saita that we're metame b'rishus hayochid, and that's why we're not mamed acheskes tyra. And kein mali chad is sveika, mali trei sveiki. So what does it matter if there's one suffix or two sveikas? Even if there's one suffix, we should say tar. And yet we don't. So what does it matter whether there's one suffix or two sveikas? Now this kamuvan requires a biur. Of course there's a difference between one suffix and two sveikas. We always are machalik between one suffix and two sveikas. So Reb Shimon in the Shara Yosher, in Shara Sveikas in the 19th Perek, explains Rabbeinu Tam, the Hodoloi Mukminan Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid Al Cheskas Taira U'Mishum D'Yesh L'Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid Din Vaday U'Memeil Eloi Mahani Al Zeh Psak Chazoke Sheshayich Rak Al HaSofik. That we're not mamit Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid and it's Cheskas Taira, why don't we give Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid it's Cheskas Taira? You know why? Because it has a din vada. And the mele, the psak of chazoka doesn't help us to say that it's going to be tar. Chazoka only helps you when there's a suffix. But here there's no suffix. Because here, suffix term shayachid is teres vada. It has a din vada, tame, not suffix. If him came for the same reason, it's not shayach sveik sveika. Because the second suffix is not a suffix and a suffix. If it's a suffix and a suffix, yesh al mal daber. I will pose a suffix ala vaday. My male is like the first suffix. In other words, it's vaday tame. So just like the first suffix, we say, sorry, it's vaday tame. So the second suffix, we also say that it's vaday tame. As in Paul mal daber, it's a vaday tame, sign the first suffix, sign the second suffix. Any suffix that you want to add on, we're always going to say it's b'teiras v'adai. Mashen kein roiv. Roiv is effective even on suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid. Why? Because the roiv is machriya the suffix that it shouldn't have a din suffix. In the middle, there's no suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid. If you're talking about midin sveik sveikis, so it's suffix lo zer lano. It's a suffix ala v'adai. אז בוודאי שזה תמה. אבל מכיוון שמדובר ברוב, רוב פשוט מסיר את הספק, שלא יהיה שום ספק. ואם אין ספק, אז אם יש לנו ספק, תומר, so we say ודאי. But if there's no ספק, because you have a רוב, שהרוב מסיר את הספק, אז ממילא אנחנו אומרים טהור. שאין דין ספק. ותאום ממילא שאין כאן ספק תום רשוס היוחד. Because the roif says there's no ספק, ממילא תור. שאין כאן ספק ספקה, יש לנו ספק על הוודאי תומה. אז בוודאי שזה תמה. זה אבות של מוירנו ורבנו, מאור עינינו, רבן של כל ישראל, הגוין רבי שמעון שקופ. אבל נראה מכמה סיבות שאי אפשר לפרש כן. שלא ניתן כך לפרש את העניין, ואנחנו נסביר. In the Tosfei HaRosh in Nido on the Gilyon, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Ma'aseh Ima Soita, not mistaken, Moira Rabbi Rav Steinberger Shlita, כתב מהדורה משלו על Tosfei HaRosh in Maseches Nido, שהוא עבד על זה המון המון שנים. אז בתוספי הראש, הוא כותב, דף ג' עמוד א', הוכה משמע דכל סופק תומה ברשוס היוחיד תומי ודאי. Here is משמע that every סופק תומה ברשוס היוחיד is definitely תומי. Every סופק תומה ברשוס היוחיד is ודאי תומי. וקושי מיד אמרינו בנזו שני נזירים שאמר להם אחד ראיסי שנתמה אחד מכם שני מביאים קורבן תומה וקורבן טהרה. הקטי תיק שלה יבלי ספק תומה שסי יוחד ויביאו כל אחד קורבן תומה את הספק תומה שסי יוחד הבי ועדי תומה. Wait a second. If you learn פשעת נגמורה that ספק תומה בירשו סי יוחד is בתר אז ועדי תומה, so how come if you have two נזירים that one guy says, listen dudes, I saw that one of you became תומה, they both bring a קורבן תומה and a קורבן תהרה. They have to bring between them a קורבן תומה and a קורבן תהרה. And one's going to be covered by the carbon tum, and the other's going to be covered by the carbon tahara. Why? It's safek tum b'risha sayachid, and they both have to bring a carbon tumah. What do you mean, one tumah, one tahara? They both tame. Sharei safek tumah b'risha sayachid ave vade tame. So you want to tell me it's vade tame? They both have to bring carbonas for tumah. Omer ha-rosh, v'yesh lo imar de lo oilom kol safek tumah b'risha sayachid. Vaday tome, v'hai d'loy ma'isi tarvayu korban tome. Really, they're both vaday tome, and that they don't both bring a carbon of tuma. Why would that be? Mishum d'loy alfinon misoito ela davar she'efshar liyoskein, kagon she'efshar she'nitmeis b'shas stira. Aval hach d'shnei nezirim. Kevon de vaday echad meyem tor lo yalfinon misoito lahachshivam shneim vaday tmeim lachayev kol echad veechad korban tume elegamrinan misoito laafukinu mechezkosayu v'sofek tmeim hovu. Dainu that really every sofek tume seyachid is vaday tume, and that they don't bring a tarvayu, both then bring a korban tume. Why not? Because we only learn from Soita something that could be. In other words, it could be that B'Shas Hastira, she was Nitmeis, she had this forbidden relationship. But this of Tunazirim, since Vaday Echad Mehem Tar, by the Tunazirim, one of them is definitely Tar, right? One of them is definitely Tar. We don't learn from Sota to make them Shneim Vadei Tmeim. We mechayev each of them in a carbon tuma. He's le'echol yot. What do? We only learn from Sota to take them out of their chazak, and they're both sofik tamei. And sorry, it's Tosis there, Beis Amad Aleph. Your ma'asel v'hilu. As mevuah mizeh lehedye, dehod b'sofik tuma b'irshu sayochad lo mikminen acheskos tahara, ino mishum d'sofik kivadei k'divrei v'shar yoshe. That by sofik tuma b'irshu sayochad, we're not mamid on the Cheskas Taira. It's not because Safek Kivada, like the Shari Yeshua says. Because by Tunazirim, it's not Vada. Because it's Zavash Yevshalios. And nevertheless, we learn from Sota that we're not mamid on the Cheskas Taira and their Safek Tumein. So we see by the Shnei Nezirim, they're not Vada. And nevertheless, you can still learn from Sota that we're not Ma'amid them B'cheskes Taru. And they're Sufik Tumeim. Even though the Lashon of the, this is what Rabbeinu the Rosh Hashiva says, but it's, I don't really understand what he's saying, because the Lashon of the Tosei Rosh is that Kol Sufik Tumei B'Rishu Sayachid is Vadei Tumei. In this particular case of Nazir, they can't both bring the carbon saita. They can't both bring a carbon tumah because it's a davar shelo yachol liyot. If it's davar shelo yachol liyot, and we just take them out of their cheskes tahara. But if it's a davar shelo yachol liyot, then it's b'tahara zvadei. So that should mean that any case that you have a suffix tumah b'shusayachid, if it's yachol liyot that he was nitma, it's b'tahara zvadei. Just like Rav Shimon said. And since it's B'tar HaZvadeh, all the Sfeikas aren't going to help you. As ani lo mamash lo mevi ma she'moreinu v'rabbeinu Rabbi Abba omer neged Rav Shimon. Akorpanim hu mosif, v'gam min hasvar eino mistaber lomar, d'hadaloi mukminin acheskes tairo, mishum d'sof v'sofi kevadai, the Rabbi Noam Alefer came to win a Cheskas Taira in Melel and Shein Shai and Shein Kan Sofik Tum Rishu Sayochid. So it's not established to say that that would now remind me of Cheskas Taira is because Sofik is Kivadeh, and that's why we don't give it a Cheskas Taira. Because the other Rabbi, why don't we say Faket? And since we're Mamed a Cheskas Taira, in Melel there's no Sofik Tum Rishu Sayochid. You want to say that the reason we're not Mamed a Cheskas Taira is because Sofik is Kivadeh, why don't we say Faket? There's no Sofik because we have a Cheskas Taira. We have a cheskes taira. It's Ramam and a cheskes taira. There's no suffix to Rishu Sayachid. So why are you saying that? No, that it's b'teres v'adei tameis memela. We're not mamre cheskes tara. Say your mamre cheskes tara. Mela is no tum. And it's more mistabber to say your mamre cheskes tara because chazak is a halacha bilcha sveik of shalkol atara. What are you doing? You have a suffik. You follow the chazak. Aval adin. Aval adin. The suffik tumi b'rshus hayochi tome. It's not a din in hilchas sveikis, because in hilchas sveikis there's no chiluk between suffik tum and suffik iser. And by tuma there is a chiluk. So why are we matame suffik tum b'rshus hayochid and b'rshus harabim? It's a din in hilchas tuma. It's in the category of hilchas tuma. That sveiko b'rshus hayochid is tame. So why don't we follow the din of Kol HaTorah Kula, the much broader din of Chazaka, Mimam Raches Kastara, and therefore there's no suffix to versus Aram, because Mimam Raches Kastara. That's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a much stronger din. So why, Taka, do we follow the din in Hilchas Tuma and say no, suffix versus Seachid is Tame? And particularly according to what the Achiezer explains in the first volume in Siman Aleph and Oz Beis, the very beginning, Rashid Saram based in the Yerushalmi, that Safik Tumr Seyachid, a Nazir isn't Megaleach. Isn't that interesting? But according to the Yerushalmi, if you have a Safik Tumr Seyachid and a Nazir comes into contact with it, so he's not Megaleach. He doesn't, he's not considered Tame. So it's Pashut that the din of Safik Tumr Rashid Seyachid is not a din in Hilchas Sveikis. Because if it were a din in Hilchas Sveikis, so then Nazir would have to shave, he'd be considered Tameh. Just like Chazakas works for everything, in other words. We pass in Soklin ala Chazakos. We pass in that based on a Chazaka, you're even allowed to give Skila. So if we're a din in Hilchas Sveikis, just like in Hilchas Sveikis, we say that you're Sokel ala Chazaka, so to hear, it would be Megaleach. He would have to be considered Tame, this Nazir, if he comes into contact with Safik Tome. So you see that it's not a din in Hilchas Sveikis, it's a din in Hilchas Tuma, and this din doesn't apply to the Nazir. Akopanim, what we're trying to say is that why don't we say that lehefech, that since we're mamre cheskes taira, memela there's no suffik tumi b'rishus hayochid. And not fakert that suffik is kivadai, and since suffik is kivadai, then that's why he's tame. Because suffik tuma is kivadai tuma. Why don't we say fakert? That the person has a cheskes taira, and if there is no suffik tum. So that's another ha'ara on Reb Shimon, who says that we're not mamet suffik tum versus siachet al cheskes taira, is because suffik tum versus siachet is a din vada. Another kasha is that kol ha'sveikas, it says that we have a rule that no matter how many sveikas there are, it's not going to help. It's still tame. Now, all of these sveikas aren't a suffik if the person actually became tame. So all of those sveikas are not talking about a suffik if the person actually became tame, except for the last one, suffik imnaga b'sheretz. Is a doubt whether he touched or didn't touch it. It's kol shteichol rabba sveikas suffik sveikas b'rishu seyachi tame, no matter what your tame. How is it? So nichnas l'mavui v'atumah b'chatzer, suffik nichnas, suffik lo nichnas. So he's misupik if he went into the courtyard. Or even if he went in, or if the object of Tuma was in the house, and there's a suffik whether he entered the house or didn't enter the house. And even if he entered, there's a doubt whether there was tumah there or not. And even if it was there, there's doubt that it had a shear or not. Filu ha'is shem safik sheish ba kashir, safik shem ba kashir. Filu sheish ba safik tumah safik taira. Might be tar. Filu tumah safik naga safik lo naga. Even if it's tumah, there's a safik if he touched, the safik if he didn't touch it. Now, if you want to tell me that it's a din vaday, if he was suffik megea, suffik not megea, that I can accept. But the other svekas are a suffik, suffik im nichnas ulo nichnas. How's that a suffik? How's that a suffik in the world of tumah? Can't say it's a din vaday nichnas. How do you say it's a din vaday nichnas? The tumah is not in the knisa. The tumah is in the negiah b'sheretz. So you see that you can't say that we're dealing here with that safik is kivaday. The Mishnah says here all the svekas that you can pile on. He's still going to be Tame. Reb Shimon wants to say it's because Safik is Kevade. But how do you say Safik Nichnas is Kevade Nichnas? That's not a din in Tumah. There's no Tumah in the Knesset if he didn't touch the Sheretz. So how do you say that it's all the Sveikas you have is Vade? How do you say Vade Nichnas? That's not where the Tum is. Tum is only if he touched it. So it's hard to say, like Rav Shimon says, that there were not Mamet Safik Tum B'Shisra Mechez Kistara is because Safik Tum B'Shisachet has a Din Vade. And the Mele of Sakav Chazaka doesn't help because it only helps about a Safik. Therefore, it's fake. Sveka doesn't help because the Safik Sheni is a Safik and a Vade. How do you say it's a vaday nichnas? That's not the tumah. So, therefore, what we have to do is we have to go on a different derech to explain this Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what we're going to do in Mirtz Hashem in the coming session of this incredible lecture, Baruch Hashem. And I hope that we faithfully transmitted the words of Rabbeinu. And it's not always so pashut to understand what he means. And our only job is la'asot la'avin et divrei rabotenu v'la'asbir otam. Ani modeh lechem me'od me'od she'hezantem. Shalom, shalom. Tudah rabah, u'b'li neder namshich.